Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. John Huber is here, too. John is he's a clinical forensic psychologist. He's a chairman of Main Street Mental Health. He's a professor of undergraduate and graduate studies in psychology at Texas State University. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, and we're glad he's here. John, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. So before you joined us, I was telling the audience, when I was telling them you were going to be here, that in our small businesses, when I think about our small businesses, I think about it like a child. You know, we started out from nothing, like when a baby is born. You have to raise mm-hmm. you have to coddle it. You have to be very careful with it so it doesn't. You know, it doesn't get hurt, it doesn't get sick, and it's very fragile and in the early days, and just like a little child. And then you raise it up, and it gets bigger, and it gets more complicated, and it can actually stand on its own. You know, every year after year, it gets to where hopefully it can stand on its own and maybe even stand up for itself, and then it turns into a teenager. But the problem with the most businesses is they never get out of the teenage years. And by that I mean we always love them, but we don't always like them. You know, my business, I always love my business, but some days I don't like it. And that kind of scenario sometimes over years and years can create a little bit of burnout. What do you think?
I think it creates a lot of burnout. You get frustrated, and, you know, burnout is just another form of stress, only it's kind of a combination of what you've just talked about, but also you start doubting your own competency and or the value of what you're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to take care of yourself to be able to keep pushing that forward. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people don't do this, but they don't start their business planning on, you know, how they're going to end their business. And it's actually a good idea if you start, okay, I want my business to pass on to my kids. I want my business
right.
to sell and retire off of, or I just want to, you know, pay some bills. And when I'm through with my business, I'm through with my business. If you don't have that end game in mind, it's real easy to get frustrated and become super critical of your work. And sometimes, you know, the cynicism kicks in and you don't know if you're really frustrated with your clients or if it's the business itself, and you have to be able to take care of business.
Well, one of the things that I think that can, well, let me ask you a question. Is there any specific thing let's back up a little further. What is the definition?
Okay.
What is the clinical definition of burnout?
Okay, it's a state of physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion combined with doubts about your competence and value. That is textbook.
Right, all right. So one of the things that I've seen for myself and in others is the more in situ we are, the more we are into ourselves, the more we are all the decisions that we make are our decisions, all the steps, all the things that we do, we've made those decisions, we're doing. You know, we're really in control, and we don't wander around outside our business very much. We don't go to national trade groups in our industry. We don't bring in other people. We don't listen to our employees. The more we're like that, it seems to me that if someone were burned out, I start asking those kinds of questions. How much of your business is controlled by you alone? What do you think?
I think it's very important because you may be the decision maker, yet you may feel like you have no control at all in the reality of the business. So it's very important that control.
But it's also
yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and you have to check and see, you know, does that cause you to not have any energy and motivation in moving forward with your business? You may feel like you have all the control, but again, you may start doubting your decision making. And is this really best for my business next? You know, is this the next step?
What causes a lot of burnout for small businesses, though, John, is failure.
Mm-hmm.
Is when there's a lack of performance, and we work so hard, but yet we're not accomplishing anything. That's kind of the direction I was going in. Meaning that if I'm working my backside off, if I'm killing myself trying to grow this business, and I'm not getting the performance that I want, well, I want to tell people, well, look around and find out how much other input there is into your business besides yourself. Because that's probably where your problem is. You're probably too self-involved, and your business is too focused on you instead of other minds, other ideas. What do you think?
And I think that's right, and that's where you start doubting your competency. And the way you gain yep. that confidence back is you do what you said. You know, you start, you know, take a step back and start looking at the rest of the world and where that's at. Look at your advisors, look at who's really influencing your company. I think you're exactly right in that. That's a very
another marker I see when I run into people like this is these people haven't taken any time off. What do you think?
And we've all experienced that. I mean, you know, I did that a couple of years ago. It had been like 3 years since I'd taken a break, and my kids were like, how come we have never take vacations anymore? So, you know, and it was, they were right. And mm-hmm. so I quickly manipulated my schedule and said, wait a minute, if I'm not any good, my business won't be any good.
Right.
So I have to take care of myself. And it's, you know, the reality of it is you are replaceable, whether you want to admit it or not.
Right.
You know, if you're going to perpetuate your business, you're replaceable. So take a week off, take 2 weeks off.
Could we say as we wrap up this segment, John, could we say that if you feel like you're burned out, look in the mirror?
That's probably the easiest way to identify if you're burned out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna get John, and we'll get John to give us some more ideas on how to recover from this, how to prevent it, and how to move forward without it. How about that? It's 20 after. John Huber, Dr. John Huber is our guest. John, I need your website quickly, please.
MainstreamMentalHealth.org.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.